Hello.
Oh, hi, is that Chris?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, sure. My name's Jake. Probably going to hate me for this one, Chris. It is a sales call. Don't know if you want to hang up now or give me 30 seconds and then decide.
What are you selling?
Well, I'm not selling anything, really. The reason for the call is we're typically invited in by CISOs like yourself, and if they're honest, they might be struggling with one of the few problems, following problems. So staff are oversharing sensitive data in things like Slack and G Drive, making those apps, you know, vulnerable and preventing them from being compliant. Or teams have to go manually. The security teams remediate that sensitive data, which can take a lot of their time, and it doesn't have to be that way. And the last one, teams are struggling to classify and label data properly, making that data more vulnerable to unauthorized access and potential breaches. But I've got a feeling you're probably going to tell me none of these problems exist in your world. You've got a great tool in place and everything's perfect.
We have invested in solving problems. I think you know that everybody has these problems. So we've invested in solving, but unfortunately we've made a recent investment, and so we can't look at any other solution right now until we evaluate this one.
Oh, killer. Bit too late.
What company did you say you're from?
So we're based out of England. It's called Matomic. Not sure if you've heard of us before.
I believe so. It's also a little hard to understand you.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me better?
Yes, that is better.
Yeah. Matomic, Metomic. That's the company.
Okay.
But you've already invested in something else, yeah?
We have, yes. Yeah. So appreciate the call, but unfortunately, maybe sometime in the future.
Yeah. Where, have you got a ballpark?
Honestly, about a year from now.
Yeah. All good. We've only actually got a few competitors, if you don't mind me chucking them out and seeing if they stick. Is that all right?
Sure.
So the biggest one would be Nightfall or Do Control.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those ones.
So no, I will tell you no. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple of other vendors who there are a couple of other vendors that you might think of as more traditional vendors, which have spot solutions for portions of the environment, and so we're using two or three to cover the avenues that we're concerned with, and they have new capabilities that we're using out of their teams. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. They're using a couple of tools. They've got new capabilities to cover whatever it is that you need to cover. Is that right?
Exactly, right. So we're using one thing for Slack, right? Another to analyze Jira, that kind of thing.
Okay, Slack and Jira. Would it? So we do cover those SaaS applications. We cover, you know, Slack, G Drive, Jira, Confluence, Notion. We cover them all.
Yeah.
Would that change the narrative at all in regards to potentially looking at us have one solution that does it all?
Tell you what, can you send me an email, please, with whatever you have that isn't marketing material? Mm-hmm. I will throw the marketing material away. So. Whatever you have for updated materials around your technical implementation, what have you, send that over and I'll take a look.
Okay. When you say technical information, sorry, I'm not the most techiest bloke. What is it that you mean? What are you trying to understand?
when we talk about you performing these integrations. Right. How are those integrations actually performed? Do they use OAuth? Is it an API key? Is there a DLP API that your tool needs to hook into for each of these platforms?
Yeah.
What are the methods that you use for data discovery? The extent to which you can perform data discovery?
Okay.
Right. And then is the list of integrations that's on your website here, is this the total list, or is there other stuff?
There might be ones updated, but if they're on the website, then they should be correct. The most predominant ones that we find when we're talking to, you know, CISOs, people like yourself, 90% of the risks are based in Slack and G Drive.
Sure.
And then you have like Jira and Confluence as well, who do hold some risks, but they are the two that
sure.
are bread and butter. But yeah, I can definitely send some information over. I know we are agentless, so and we connect via API to the SaaS applications. It takes near to no time to set up, and then the discovery happens. Look for sensitive data. If you have any specific requirements, then you know we can work with that. Let me just check up the best email address for yourself. So it's chris.morgan@oneapp.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Just going to chuck it out there. Would it be worth putting in a placeholder for next week? And if it makes sense, then we can go ahead with, you know, having a chat. And if it doesn't, then we can just leave it there and nothing.
Unfortunately, right now I'm at an offsite next week, and we're right in the middle of audit season. So let me take a look at what you sent over, and then we'll see if there are next steps. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. It's a tricky one to obviously send something over, and if it doesn't hit the mark, then obviously we're not going to have a conversation. But it'd be a lot easier for one of my security people to explain the ins and outs. That's why I was, you know, pushing for having a chat.
No, I got you. Just if you wouldn't mind, just send over the docs I'll be in touch. I won't leave you hanging, I promise.
That's all good. I'll shoot you any a LinkedIn request as well. It'll be coming from myself, Jake Robertson, and then I'll get that email over to you, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Out of curiosity.
Yep.
All right. What data set do you buy your CISO contact information from?
So we use a couple. So Apollo and Zoom.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's all good, Chris. Have a good one.
You too.
Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.